This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 9th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove. Explosion in retail options trade, not a short-term blip, Cboe's Schwartz says. In the current options market environment of rapid retail trading growth, data on who is trading what, customer buyers versus firm buyers, that is a hot topic right now. In fact, Henry Schwartz, Senior Director and Head of Product Intelligence at Cboe Global Markets, formerly President of Trade Alert, LLC, until it was acquired by Cboe in 2020, contends that information about customer flow has become more important than ever to market makers. Quantitative analysis and how to properly value stocks and options remains critically important, he said, but customer activity and flows have taken over in some sectors, at least for the time being. A traditional valuation of GameStop, for example, would not have explained why its shares rallied in the last 2 weeks or how implied volatility exploded. It's not normal options flow, Schwartz said in an interview with JLN on Monday. It tends to focus on hot names. To read this article, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. CryptoMarketsWiki.com is back up. Thank you to Jeff Bergstrom, JLN CIO, for making that happen. In the next day or so, MarketsWiki.com will go over the 200 million page view mark. NASDAQ is celebrating 50 years of innovation with a digital exhibit with the Museum of American Finance and Heritage Works. Dash Financial Technologies finally announced their agreement to be acquired by Ion Investment Group after it was previously reported by Waters Technology. Mike O'Connor gave to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. I'm trying to figure out which Mike O'Connor this is, but thank you to Mike and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. We have a notice today, again, about Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. Eurex invites you to join the virtual edition of Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. It will take place on the 23rd and 24th of March, covering European and U.S. time zones. The Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021 will be held as a virtual edition with thought leadership insights, industry debates, keynote speeches, and virtual networking opportunities. The Derivatives Forum is the leading European event focused on trading and clearing for derivatives and securities financing across asset classes. We look forward to welcoming you on March 23rd. For the link to register, go to johnlothiannews.com and look in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Fortune. NASDAQ at 50, the company behind Tech Stock Index, reinvents itself as financial tech heavyweight. When most people hear the name NASDAQ, they think of the world's premier venue for buying and selling tech stocks. The NASDAQ exchange is where the cool kids of Silicon Valley and other points west, from Jeff Bezos to Steve Jobs to Mark Zuckerberg to Elon Musk, first offered their shares to all and sundry, and its fame grew as their fledgling companies mushroom into the world's most valuable enterprises. My comment, I hate to tell NASDAQ what happens at 50, but let's just say it involves the scope. Here is a story from CBS News. Alex Kearns died thinking he owed hundreds of thousands of dollars for stock market losses on Robinhood. His parents are set to sue over his suicide. 20-year-old Alex Kearns took his own life last June, mistakenly believing he'd lost nearly $750,000 in a risky bet on Robinhood, the stock trading app where he started trading as a teenager. His parents planned to file a lawsuit first obtained by CBS News on Monday, accusing Robinhood of wrongful death, negligent infliction of emotional distress, and unfair business practices. My comment, it's a sad story that did not have to be. Here's a story from Reuters. South Korean boy investor with 43% gains is new retail trading icon. Watching the business news, the first thing is a new routine for 12-year-old South Korean Kwon Jun as he dreams of becoming the next Warren Buffett after earning stellar returns of 43% from a hobby picked up just last year, buying stocks. My comment, in the old days, this would be a sign of a top. Thank goodness he did not get his trade suggestions from a cab driver. Here is a press release from the Robinhood Foundation. Wes Moore to step down as CEO of Robinhood Foundation. Combat veteran, best-selling author, and social entrepreneur will depart in May 2021. Moore led the Robinhood Foundation to one of its strongest years in the anti-poverty group's 33-year history in 2020, raising over $230 million as the organization filled its critical role in response to the pandemic. Robinhood is a 501c3 organization and not affiliated with any for-profit businesses that use a similar name. Today, Wes Moore announced he will step down as CEO of the Robinhood Foundation in May of this year. After a four-year tenure where, under Moore's leadership, the organization raised over $650 million, restructured and focused on grant-making portfolio, executed critical relief efforts in response to COVID-19, expanded the role of the organization through policymaking, and launched several initiatives, including a national partnership and the Power Fund to increase supports for nonprofits led by people of color. My comment? Yes, not that Robinhood, the charitable foundation one. Here are the top three most read stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was, by a wide margin, Bloomberg's story, Trading Titan Don Wilson Has Advice for Yellen on Market Fixes. Second was, once again in the top three, CME Group named Slate of Director Nominees. Third was, Points and Figures, I Thought I Was Going to Die About Jeffrey Carter's Struggle with Idiopathic Pulmonary Fibrosis. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site now has 199,879,706 pages viewed, with 25,336 pages on the site and 230,064 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.